ABC Radio Australia.
Now, this year has already been historic for women's rugby in Fiji. First, the Fijiana Undrua swept all before them to win the Australian Super W Championship in their debut season. Then the National Sevens team took silver at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. And now this weekend, the National Fifteens team are poised to make their debut at the World Cup in New Zealand. But as Priyanka Srinivasan reports, Fijiana are facing a baptism of fire against England, who haven't lost a match since 2019.
Still there for Fijiana. They're close. And there's the power play from the Fijiana. Under the post they go. It's a try. And the immediate reply.
One thing's for sure, there'll be no shortage of pride and passion on show when Fijiana take to the field against England. Look no further than debutante Siteri Rasulia. The Queensland Reds prop forward could have pledged her allegiance to Australia, but family and heritage are powerful forces.
Always wanted to represent my home country and also just be able to represent my family back home as well. I know my dad and my brother have donned the black and white jersey, so being the third one in my family to put on the Singileti Vuluvula is definitely an honour, not only to myself, but to my family. And my dad's really, really proud and was super keen from the first day coach messaged to see if I was keen to trial for the team.
Fijiana have never played England before, so the element of surprise may have a part to play. And defence coach Mosese Rauluni says although the warm-up game against Canada ended in a 24-7 loss, morale in the Fijiana camp was lifted by the performance.
Playing against Canada, who were world number three, you know, gave them a bit of confidence to, you know, to say that the England girls are only human, and we've just got to worry about ourselves and what we do, and do the little things right. England will be a tough task, but, anything is possible.
England captain Sarah Watson says Fijiana's presence at the World Cup reflects well on the growth of the women's game globally.
We're going to be expecting the unexpected, a lot of offloading, a lot of unpredictability, a really great opportunity for someone who's been around a long time to play in a new nation, and it just shows you how far the women's game's coming in. We're seeing Fiji at the World Cup for the first time, and it's just absolutely brilliant. So the work they've done back home, and they're now a 15s world-class nation. It's brilliant.
Akosita Ravato, who will start the game on the bench, says England's unbeaten run has to end sometime, so why not at the hands of Fijiana?
Knowing that they have a 25 record winning strike, they'd want to make it 26, so we expect a lot of physicality, a lot of structure from them. But I know and I believe and I have faith in my teammates that we can match their physicality and showcase our talent and the speed and everything that we've been training together for the past 3 years.
The Fijian side will be led by Sarima Luengila. She was humbled when taking part in the pre-tournament photo shoot with the other team captains.
It was nerve-wracking at first, but then when I got to meet them, it's also an honour and privilege to shake hands with the world's best. And it's been tough, but the girls are getting it together. The focus right now in camp is unity. We're trying to get that together. I think once the girls find that bonding and that gel, I think we'll be able to play anything.
For front row forward Bulo Vasutaranga, the road to the World Cup has been tough after she was drafted into the squad for the Oceania Championship.
It has been a challenging journey for me, starting out because I wasn't really physically fit, but from the encouragement of our coaches and our head coach, I was able to be part of the Oceania, and now it's a dream come true to be part of the World Cup journey with this bunch of strong girls that I'm in.
A mother of three, she wants to make her children proud.
I just want to be a good role model and to show them that anything is possible. With God on our side, and even though it's a small island, with the help of our coaches, our amazing coaches, and the dedication of the girls in and out of the field, we should give them a really good shot on the World Cup.
Greg Smith is Fijiana's forwards coach, and he says it's important people realise that while the team have plenty of talent, compared to their World Cup group opponents, they are short of international experience.
France, England and South Africa are very forward-oriented teams, so the goal is to prepare ourselves sufficiently to meet the challenge that those teams pose. So it's a steep learning curve for our girls. A lot of our girls haven't played a lot of rugby comparatively, so the team opposition we're up against have had years of rugby. They're professional athletes, they're professional rugby players in their country. They do rugby day in, day out, and they have done for years. Comparatively, our girls are relatively new to this.
Nevertheless, the skipper believes that they can take the fight to England.
Yeah, it's the world's number one, but I have faith in the girls. If it's our day, we can do anything, so nothing is impossible.
Now they go! And it's Matarungu once again.
Vika Matarungu with the second of her two tries against Australia back in May. More of the same tomorrow would do nicely for Fijiana when their debut World Cup game against the English kicks off at 3:45 p.m. local time in Fiji. And the reporter there was Priyanka Srinivasan.